You know, when you're young, a lot of times you're taught to read the Bible, but most people, I'm finding out, they just read it like they read an everyday book. You can't do that.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, this is Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin.
Our guest is Alice McIntosh. She shares how she doesn't just read the Bible, but has lessons for us all on how to really search the scriptures to see what we've been taught by others is true. We hear many messages that come across in our lives, particularly those that are proclaiming God's word. But just like the Bereans of old, they heard the Apostle Paul speak. They decided to check it out to see if these things were not so, and they were called more noble, that we examine these things.
This is why I kept getting wrong answers, you know, because I was going by what I was taught, what I heard from somebody else, not from the Bible. You know, when you're young, a lot of times you're taught to read the Bible, but most people, I'm finding out, they just read it like they read an everyday book. You can't do that. And that's what I begin to start looking, and as I learn to read slower and look at the words, you know, and then realize that the Bible is printed in, you know, the original text, the Hebrew for the Old Testament and the Greek for the New Testament, then I start understanding, well, wait a minute, the words had additional meanings. But I just always thought, this is the original. The English Bible was the original. So that there was a little pride there, so I had to slap that down and start looking at, what does this word mean? I had to start looking up things. So
that takes time. It's not something that you get a quick fix. You have to dig into God's word, but it's like a treasure. As you keep digging and digging and digging, God starts to reveal his truths to you, and that becomes a different situation altogether as you start to discover truth as the Holy Spirit leads you into all truth.
Well, this is what I found out. It just took me by surprise. So when I looked at some of the words, and you, like a concordance, I had never heard of a concordance. So when I look it up, and I'm finding out, you know, how many times it's mentioned in the Bibles and the places where, and then when I look at each little scripture, you know, and look at the verse, and each verse is different, you're like, well, wait a minute. So even my way of thinking, my way of reading had to change.
Now, how did this affect your walk with the Lord, just your day-to-day spiritual walk?
Oh, 100%. As far as helping people, that's just part of me. I would just help people. But you can help people and then still have a sense of pride and I'm a good person.
Yes.
And I had to realize that, well, wait a minute, I might be helping people, but why are you helping? So I had to be honest and figure out, why am I helping people? Why do you want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I had to make sure there was no pride in there. You know, like, well, I want to help people and so they'll know I'm good. I'm a good person. Well, that meant nothing. You do things, you know, because it is within your heart, not because I want somebody to say thank you.
Right.
Yeah, that's the wrong attitude.
Right, absolutely. And then also, they may not realize it, but they may feel like they're trying to earn their way. They're trying to be good and do good works to perhaps earn their way to heaven. But we have to learn that as well, right? That's not either the reason that we should have for doing things. It just overflows, right, when the Lord is in you?
Yes, it does. It almost like it's come naturally, because things that you wouldn't do, you wind up doing, and you say, well, wait a minute, I didn't plan on doing that. There was a young man, I was at someone's office, and he had a question he asked his coworkers. When his coworkers left, I walked over to him and I introduced myself and said, pardon me, here's what you might do. Look into your word, into your Bible when you get home. Then I explained what the answer was to his question. And he was so surprised, but I gave him the Bible scripture that I remember. The next week when I was over it again, he told me that he understood the answer. And he too was sitting there in the Bible. But nobody had ever told him that, well, where to look and what it meant. We just kind of laughed about it together.
But isn't that a wonderful example of just being bold to just step out and not be ashamed of the gospel, just going forth and saying, hey, what about this? You know, you can check this out and just give some suggestions and let the Lord lead after that.
That's so true. Because I know when I used to ask people about how do you get saved, nobody really could answer that question. And now I understand why. They didn't know.
Have you found that the Lord does open doors for you to proclaim God's word, to let others know about the gospel?
Yes, I have. In places that I normally, you know, wouldn't think of talking, you know, to someone, I found out I've been able to share something with other people. And I look at it and I say, I wonder why. You know, I might be on the bus or maybe over at the doctor's office. Something will happen, you know, or somebody might be sitting there with tears in their eyes, or somebody else just might be reading, and I might ask them, well, what are you reading? And, you know, they're reading the Bible, but do you know what you're reading? And it gets into a conversation.
That's exactly what we read about in the Bible when the evangelist Philip approached the Ethiopian eunuch on the road from Jerusalem to Gaza. In verses 30 and 31 of Acts 8, we read, "So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, 'Do you understand what you are reading?' And he said, 'How can I, unless someone guide me?' And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him." And we'll return to our visit with Alice McIntosh in just a moment. She has so much more to share, so don't go away.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby. That's all one word, and Bobby is spelled BOBBI.com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby.com. And there you'll find all of our podcasts posted, along with all of our contact information.
Also, you can connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, tweet us on Twitter, or listen to our program on Pandora. Now, let's return to our visit with Alice McIntosh as she talks about sharing her faith with others.
Now, we had a chance a little bit earlier to talk, and you had mentioned something about, I think it was handing out tracts or calendars, that you had given one to a gentleman who was a homeless man.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us about that?
Well, he used to sit down by the metro, and I would give him I gave him a tract one day, and I know he had said he was hungry, so there's McDonald's nearby, and I walked over by the sandwich, and I gave him a tract. And I told him to read the track, and I told him, you know, about, you know, praying, and, you know, and I said, you know, and just hand things over to God. You know, I said, because you don't know. I said, today you're down, but, you know, tomorrow you'll be up. I said, but you read your Bible, you know, and talk, you know. I said, even if you have to go to the library, go sit down. Some months later, I would see the same young man with the suit on. He was across the street, and somebody kept waving in their hand and yelling, said, hello, hello, hello. It was the same young man.
Oh, wow.
It's like a 100% change.
Isn't that really thrilling to know that sometimes we see people on our path that we just want to walk around and just stay away from, but here you saw this person, and they had a physical need. They were hungry, and so you bought them a little sandwich to eat,
mm-hmm.
and then you gave them spiritual food as well, a tract to ponder as well, and how the Lord just started to work within him. That must have been thrilling.
It was, and I hadn't thought no more about it, you know, because I was like everybody else, nervous. And then the gentlemen that were working a building across from us, you know, they could hear also what I was saying. So that's why I say, you know, you don't know who's listening and what they might pick up from that. So yes. Therefore, you want to pass that on to people.
Sure. And the Apostle Paul reminded us that he was the one that watered and Apollos planted, but it was God that gave the increase. And so we don't know about those things, how the Lord is going to use those efforts to be his witness wherever we might go. So seems like, Alice, you're prepared to let people know about God's love and God's word.
That's all I can think of is how I could share it. Not, you know, well, I can learn this and learn that, and I just keep it to myself. I find out you can't. Once you start learning and understanding different things in the Bible, you want to reach out. And I had to find out different ways to do that, and that's how I got ideas from other people.
We'd like to ask you if you have any words of comfort or words of challenge to share with our listeners.
One of the things that I tell people, and I'm learning more often, is that, you know, in the phrase where it says pray without ceasing,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean just that when you wake up in the morning or, you know, at breakfast time or lunch time, But you can go through the days, and there are so many things that happen that you really need to pray about everything that you do and wherever you go. Because when you go out this door, you don't know if you're coming back or not. But, you know, wherever you go, you want to make sure that, you know, you're doing that which is pleasing to God. I'm finding that out. It's very important. Don't do things that make you happy, you know, because we do all types of little selfish things that we get really proud about. But I always look at, like I said, when I'm going places and doing things, I have a little note on my door, have you prayed today? So if someone comes in here when they go out, it reminds them, you know, did you pray or won't you pray today? And I do that, and I always tell people that, you know, just pray about things. You know, I don't know what the answer is going to be, and they don't know what the answer is going to be. But I do know this, God doesn't make mistakes in anything. So whatever happens, you know, you learn from it. And that was truly taught, you know, one day I was sitting at home. And you know how you sit down and you think, well, I wonder how I'm going to buy this or how I'm going to get this. And it tells, the Bible tells us not to worry about, you know, well, what clothes you're going to wear. And I'm sitting there worrying about, I'm saying, why am I worrying about this? And this went on for about, you know, a year where I don't have this, I don't have that. And then one day I was sitting there thinking about that, and I walked over to the kitchen, and I opened up the refrigerator, and I said, wait a minute. I have all types of things in here. Why am I worrying about what I don't have to eat?
Mm-hmm.
And I found out the problem is it's not what I didn't have to eat. I didn't have the things that I desired. There might not have been a steak in that refrigerator, but I had things that people would have joyfully be glad to eat.
That's right.
Why I thought about the selfishness, you know, how you can be selfish and not think about it. You know, I was like, you know, well, I don't have this, I don't have that. To me, I expressed it as, somebody doesn't have, you know, you don't have any food. Well, that's not true. So that's why I said I learned from there that, you know, whatever I have in this house to wear and to eat, be glad, and I wear it, and wear it proudly, you know, so to speak, because it's something that I bought that I needed, and maybe I forgot about it. You don't have to buy a new coat every year.
That's right, and that's such a good point, because so often the very thing that we're praying for, God has provided, and we're not looking right in our own backyard, you know, or in our own closet. So he knows what we need, and he provides it in his perfect timing. And I just thank you so much for sharing all that encouragement and those reminders, and also just different ideas about how we can go forth boldly with the gospel. Obviously, God has put that in your heart, and we just thank him for that, and that you're standing with us to send out the gospel.
Oh, yes. Like I said, I'm finding out you do it because, you know, you want to do it, and you do it, you know, out of love for the other person.
What a beautiful heart and desire to serve God by having a love for others and wanting to share the gospel. And we thank Alice McIntosh for visiting with us and talking about her love for Christ and for all those who the Lord brings her way.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast on this platform or on any of the others like Spotify, iTunes, or Google Play. It's all free.
Also, if you've missed a program or would like to hear the current one once again or invite others to listen, just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby, all one word and Bobby spelt with an I, .com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby, .com. Also, all of our contact information is there as well.
And if you have a smart speaker, you can also listen to us there. Just say, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the current episode of the podcast, Connections with Rich and Bobby. Also, you can listen to our podcast on Pandora.
And finally, you can connect with us on social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So do take a moment to let us know about you and about our program. This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.